The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I'm John Yates, Director of Global Missions for Life Outreach International. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to take an adventure into the bush of Africa?
On this special episode of Life Today, James and Betty share their unforgettable moments in the heart of Africa and celebrate those who God is using to bring hope to people in desperate need.
So whatever you do, don't change the channel. Life Today starts right now.
Well, we want to welcome you to Life Today, James and Betty Robinson. We talk about life every day. I want to ask you something. Have you not just been stunned, shocked, horrified, crushed, brokenhearted, devastated over the fact that we've had little children more than once now over the last years killed in schools? Just little kids, very young. And that people don't matter anymore to some people. They just take their lives. I want to ask you something. If you knew beyond any question that you could prevent another child from being hurt in school by some terrorist-minded, anger, hate-filled individual, would you do it? If you could save their lives, positively, 100% sure, of course you would. Maybe there's not a person watching who wouldn't do anything they could to save those children's lives. Well, now, I want you to listen closely. I really want you to hear this. Matter of fact, let me just kind of look right in at you. I want to guarantee you something today. I'm praying that this will be one of the most important programs that you've ever watched, but I'm going to make a guarantee. It's going to be the most important program many people see, several people. As a matter of fact, you are going to determine, yes, you will. You can, literally. Absolutely, no question about it. You can determine whether somebody lives or not. And you can not only give them life they would lose, give it back to them, but you can give them an opportunity at life beyond anything they ever dreamed. Betty, I think what's happened to us, and you're going to see actually when this process began in the early days or early years, when we began to see the beauty, the value, the preciousness, the true greatness of the overlooked, the impoverished, those Jesus called the least of these. Jesus made a couple of things clear when he told the story of the least of these, the hungry, the thirsty, the imprisoned, the downtrodden, the overlooked. How when they are noticed, you are his sheep. That means the people that are moved that way. There is no question. Something has happened inside of them that is a result of his presence and his love and his power being manifest and his compassion. And he said, if you want to bless me, you bless the least of these. Let me just give you this guarantee. I want you to watch when Betty had a prayer answered, when we were seeing lines so long you couldn't see the end of it, and Betty said something that changed millions and millions of lives. It saved them because she made a request, and it was a request to God and to you, and it saved millions. I want you to watch this. Watch when she first said this, and then know you can be the miracle that somebody longs for, that they never dreamed they would see. Watch.
Because we've got a 250,000 plus an additional 25,000. Take as many as you can.
I've got to say this, and I don't interrupt you too often, but I feel like I must say this. You know, when we've been over there and seen the children, they line up for a cup of soup, something nutritious. And sometimes we run out before we get to the end of the line. I would like for you to join the line with James and me. Let's make our line longer than their line so there's plenty for them to have.
When mission feeding began over 30 years ago, Life Outreach and its mission partners were challenged to feed 5,000 starving and malnourished children in southern Africa. And there were days when the missionaries would run out of food and some children would have to leave the line hungry. Understandably, desperate mothers and children would do whatever it took to try and get a bowl of food.
I can't get them to stop pressing in on us where I can even get to the soup. I mean, these people are hungry. And this is an area where we've been feeding.
In the ensuing decades, mission feeding has been stabilized and expanded into many more areas. Food processing factories were built. Hundreds of trucks deliver food across miles of dirt roads and rough terrain. And scores of mission workers prepare the meals to feed the children in remote villages. The Life Outreach supporters answered Betty's call to have our line to help longer than the children's line. And as a result, mission feeding has helped to save more than 18 million lives and feeds over 350,000 children daily in southern Africa. But unfortunately, we are still in danger of running out of food. Unexpected crises like widespread flooding in South Sudan and drought in Angola has left thousands of children without food and at risk for severe malnutrition. With your help, we once again have an opportunity to save the lives of children in desperate need of food. As Betty asked many years ago, let's make our line longer than theirs so there's plenty for them to have. Because we know there is life in every bowl.
When Betty first made that request, the majority of the places that we went, we ran out. We ran out of food. Because once the impoverished people who were starving, malnourished, found there was somebody that cared enough to give them food that would save their children and save their families, they would walk not just 50 kilometers, but 100 and sometimes hundreds. And invariably, Betty, we were watching the children drop down, pull the bucket down, the big barrel that we were dipping out of, and begin to crawl in it and scrape food. There were many times that the missionaries told us, and we saw it several times, where the children would get the mix that had accidentally dropped on the ground or spilled or somebody had spilled something, and they would eat it, scoop it up. And our missions director, now our executive vice president, Bruce Jacobson, he actually watched children eat dirt. They had to put something in their little malnourished mouth that felt like they were getting some kind of nutrition when in fact it was dirt. And Betty, you prayed. I mean, you not only said that, but you prayed. And then several times we asked our viewers to pray. And now then, for over 20 years, with all very few exceptions, the line to feed has always been equal to or greater than the line to receive. That's a miracle. Here's what I'd like you to know. Betty, every person watching us today could save at least three lives. You say, how? Well, because we're asking people to feed three children, or five children, or 10 children, or 100 or hundreds, based on what you can do. But there are just not many couples or families that couldn't feed three. But now listen to what I'm saying. For $30, I mean, that's just like going out with your family to get some burgers. And this is three children for months, everything you need to maintain your health and save your life. They actually get strong enough, Betty, that they can begin to be productive and even learn to plant their own gardens. So your prayer has been answered. I think it's a miracle.
I really do too, James. And I want to thank you. If you've been with us through this long, long journey of feeding the children and seeing all of them get the nourishment they need, thank you. But if this is your first time, I hope you'll join us. What a blessing you will receive just from giving from your heart and knowing that you're going to be able to feed these children and have plenty for them.
And I hope you don't miss the thought and the reality and the absolute fact. 18 million children's lives have been saved because our line is longer than theirs. But I want to tell you right now, We're in a desperate situation because of crisis all over the world, even feeling pressure here in our advanced country in the United States. We right now feel a pressure, that's right. But could you save the lives of three children or five by giving 30 or 50? I want you to listen to Isaac Pretorius. Peter Pretorius was the lead missionary that went to be with Jesus just a few years ago now. And Isaac has literally taken over the leadership of that ministry. But listen, he is talking to a mother. Now listen to her experience and listen to her heart cry and know that you can be an answer to her pain, her heart cry, her prayer, the need, and you can be the miracle they long for. You can be for somebody. And I pray today there wouldn't be a single person watching that wouldn't get in the line to save the lives of those who have come literally desperate for life. Please listen to the heart of this mother.
I've just been talking to this mother, Wawok, and she had seven children. Four of those seven children are now dead. Died at different occasions, but all because of the same thing. Simply a lack of food. They starved to death. I asked her if she has hope. She said, no, there isn't hope. But then she said, but because you've come here and visited me, I do have some hope. Some hope that you'll be able to help me to feed my children. We're here, we're prepared to do anything and everything that it takes. But we can't do that without the resources that we need. Please do whatever you can do.
Lord, I want to thank you for the beautiful scene we just saw of children eating. And every one of those bowls and the food in it was provided by someone watching Life Today somewhere. God, help every person watching right now to become the miracle mothers are longing for. In Jesus' name, please, would you right now say, God, I'm going to be the miracle. I'm going to be the answer to mother's prayers. That mother's already lost several children. She believes she could lose another. The fact is, without our line, Betty, being long enough to offer her children food, she will very likely, almost certainly, lose another. Could you today go get your checkbook or go and get a bank card? And would you save three lives with a gift of $30? Could you do that, please? A gift of $50 will save five. $100, I don't know where you could better put $100. Save the lives of 10. Would you right now, in answer to Betty's heart cry and prayer, in answer to the prayer, the heartache and the concern of so many mothers. We have 350,000 of their children right now organized into feeding areas. They're in place. The mission workers have planted their lives and oftentimes their entire families in the midst of that suffering to put God's arms around these people. But you're the only ones. We here at Life are the only ones who can give those mission workers and those relief workers the food to put in those bowls and to give those children the life that it provides. Would you go get your bike card, use it like a check, or write a check, make it to life, but call the number or go online and use that card and make the gift? If there's any way that you could help us feed 100 children with a $1,000 gift, would you please do it? We have several gifts for you. A framed, beautiful blessing picture with the great blessing promise that you'll treasure the truth of it, but you're going to become the miracle blessing for someone. The beautiful bronze of the cardinals. Consider the birds, how beautiful they are and how God feeds them. There's a level at which you can help. But you really are giving the greatest gift. You're giving people life and a chance at life. Would you do it right now? Go online or dial that number there and use that bank card. Use it like a check and make the greatest gift you can. If you could miraculously help us feed 100 children, I pray you'll help us feed 100 children. Some of you can give 1,000. You might even be able to do more, but you can do something. Please do it.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you 365 days of courage. Filled with scriptures and words of encouragement, this daily devotional will give you the confidence that comes from knowing how God sees you. Take courage in Christ's love and be ready to conquer each day. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessing Framed Art. This beautiful wall art will grace your home or office and serve as a daily reminder of God's blessing and kindness over your family. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
As a widow, suffering isn't something I've escaped in life. Oh, there was a day I might have gone to some lengths to avoid it, but I now know that part of my purpose is to do what I can to breathe hope into those who are suffering. But here, walking through this clinic, it's everywhere I turn in the horrific form of starvation. Part of me wants to run from this scene, but the other to run for help. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. This mother, Shakira, her heart is sick because she's losing hope for her little princess, Louisa, a precious 16-month-old girl so severely malnourished she weighs a mere 7 pounds. My life verse is Jeremiah 29:11. It's breathed life into me countless times. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I think sometimes we forget it applies to these precious children too.
It's so critical for us to respond, to not hesitate, to not think that somebody else is going to take care of this need. You can be the difference today in the life of this family, in the life of hundreds of thousands of families.
Betty Tammy has helped us put God's arms of love around millions of people. Our viewers have helped us do that.
She has, and you have so much. Thank you for that. But I hope you'll continue to. Just as Tammy said, we can breathe life into these children through our gifts. It will save their lives to get them the food that they need. What a horrible death it is to die without food, James, to be hungry, and mothers watching their precious little ones just die, and to lose so many of them. Please join with us, and let's make the difference. Let's let these mothers see their children grow up, because we've given them the simple food that they need to survive. Please do that with us.
Betty, I'm believing with all my heart, every one of you who have given, maybe even to this particular feeding emphasis, where we're asking you to help us literally provide food for 350,000 every day, and it takes a miracle for you to take 3 or 5 or 10, whatever you can. But Betty, I'm believing every person who has helped, if you're able, you'll help again, even during this emphasis. If you've not helped, that you will join the line to keep our line longer than theirs, no matter how long it might stretch to, no matter what crisis comes, because we're going to be giving people an expression of God's love and His life. So please, go get your bank card. Use it like a check. If you do write a check, make it to Life. That's what you're giving. But call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. Betty, I'm praying right now for every person, every one of you watching. I don't know what's going on in your family, but Father, would you release healing power to the family right now that so desperately needs it, that need your arms of love and comfort around them? Would you comfort them? Would you give them the miracle their heart longs for and they need, even as they perhaps become a miracle for somebody else? In Jesus' name, I do pray you get the miracle you're asking for. And I pray you become the source of a miracle, the answered prayer for someone else. And I'm praying God will answer your prayers and give you the miracle you long for. Please make the gift God put on your heart. We're going to send you 365 days of courage. Many people say, with faith and hope and trust. Boy, we need courage today. The beautiful framed blessing picture, blessing our family. And this is what we want. We want the Lord to bless you. This is just an awesome gift. And I've told you about the beautiful cardinal bronze and what it means to us, because that was our daughter's favorite bird, and it was also her favorite baseball team. And she's in heaven right now watching. But I can promise you, every time we point to that bronze, I know she prays, God, just like we did as a family, like our children started when they were young. We wanted to give life to the poor and the hungry. You're going to be blessed by something that blessed our daughter and blesses us and blesses many. But you're going to be the greatest blessing anyone could experience, the blessing of life, a miracle of life. Thank you so much for making that gift.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you 365 days of courage. Filled with scriptures and words of encouragement, this daily devotional will give you the confidence that comes from knowing how God sees you. Take courage in Christ's love and be ready to conquer each day. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessing Framed Art. This beautiful wall art will grace your home or office and serve as a daily reminder of God's blessing and kindness over your family. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
So James, Betty, I'm here in South Sudan, where we many years ago first began the work in South Sudan with our mission partners, the Pretorius family, Jesus Alive Ministries. One of the lessons that you have taught me over the years is to think big. You've inspired our people to think big. Well, James, the fact is this line represents it, big thinking, enormous thinking. From those first 5,000 children that you helped us feed back in 1989 to today, the African governments say that we've seen the lives of more than 18 million people saved. And as we come to the time in just a few months where we get to celebrate your 60th wedding anniversary, your 60th year of ministry, together with our partners, I just wanted to say to you how important it is, James. As much as we have done, there is still a very, very urgent need for more mission feeding all over the continent of Africa. Angola, the food crisis that's going on there with the drought, the continued struggles that the people there face. Here, South Sudan, other places that we're working. We need our partners, and so I'm asking you, James, once again, to inspire our partners to think big. Think bigger than what we've ever thought before so that we can feed more children and that we can save more lives until Jesus comes.
I really am believing we're going to see a miracle line longer than the line of need. And Betty and I want to remind you, this is the last day. So if you're going to be a part of this miracle, and this emphasis needs to be today, we sure do thank you, as we've said many times, for putting God's arms of love around the unnoticed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.